across the UK, on DAB, online, and on your smart speaker. This is Times Radio.
Shadow Health Secretary Jonathan Ashworth, thank you very much and Happy New Year to you.
It is indeed New Year's Eve. Let's just try and remember that amid some of the doom and gloom. So, what are we doing on New Year's Eve? Well, giving up chocolate, smoking, drinking, taking up a new hobby, or even being a nicer person are all New Year's resolutions. Who decides to be a nicer person?
You, maybe.
It wasn't Gloria and I who wrote this one. Anyway, they're all New Year's Eve resolutions that we've made. And for many of us, they've been broken almost as soon as they were made. But why do we make these resolutions, especially when we very seldom actually keep to them? Joining us now is Noel Bellen, who's a psychotherapist and spokesperson for the UK Council for Psychotherapy. Good morning, Mr. Bell.
Good morning, Tom. Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year to you too. So, why do we insist on making these New Year's resolutions only to break them all the time?
Well, I think the distinction should be made between making them and keeping them. So we think of year end as a new chapter and at the end of one chapter and the beginning of a new one. I think where New Year's resolutions get difficult is we don't set resolutions that are appropriate for us, that are actually achievable, and we think in terms of a year rather than a daily goal, which can be easier for the brain to kind of digest and to make change.
Do you, in your research, know precisely how many New Year's resolutions are actually kept? Has anyone actually tabulated this?
Good question.
Well, interestingly, a recent study from Stockholm University found that majority of participants who proved to have success with implementing their resolutions, they found that if participants actually introduced into their lives what were termed approach goals, they were more successful. Approach goals are when we say we're going to do something rather than quit something. So rather than saying, I'm going to quit chocolate, if you said, well, I'll eat more fruit and thereby reduce my chocolate. It's almost like a positive goal is going to replace the negative one, and they've been shown to be more effective.
It's slightly less catchy, though, isn't it? Hey, matey, what's your New Year's approach goal?
Well, quite. And the trouble is, we get these messages from everyone, maybe from our loved ones, family, friends, media. They come at us from everywhere. Mm. And when in actual fact, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, it's just another day. Where if we start thinking in terms of 12-month time frames, it's very difficult for the brain to take in, I'm going to do something for a whole year.
So, okay, we can rebrand them approach goals. I suspose that might work. I'm a bit of a traditionalist when it comes to linguistics, but we were hearing earlier in the week another tip for keeping them is writing them down. Then you really feel like you do have to resolve them. Any other tips for all our listeners who would like to make an approach goal or resolution, but are a little bit worried about keeping them?
I would use the old SMART criteria for any sort of goal-orientated tasks. So keep them specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Because if they're not actually, if you don't meet that criteria for you and in your life, then it's going to be more difficult for you to be successful. So are they appropriate? And that's the making them, and then try to keep them is the second task.
Okay, so give you that checklist once again, make them appropriate, make them...
So if you think of the SMART criteria, yeah, it's specific, measurable, yeah, achievable, yeah, relevant, and time-bound.
Gotcha. Thank you. I'm now going to dumb down all of mine perfectly. Tell us, Noel, what's yours, finally?
Mine, without getting into too much self-disclosure, if I'm thinking of anyone that I professionally work with that might be listening, but it would be to indulge less in a couple of areas and get more physical exercise.
Mm. We're all wondering what Noel does now, aren't we?
I think if you think of sweet things, you would be going down the right avenue.
I can think of a lot of sweet things. Noel Bell, thank you very much for joining us, a psychotherapist and spokesperson for the UK Council for Psychotherapy.
If you want to tell us about your New Year's resolutions, any tips you have on keeping them, you can text us on 87222, start your message with the word Times, or tweet us at Times Radio. Time to get a roundup of the latest news and sport.
Across the UK, on DAB, online and on your smart speaker. This is Times Radio.
With your 7:30 headlines, I'm Jenny Barsby. Dozens of people working to fight the coronavirus outbreak are being recognised in the New Year's honours.